Jason Whitlock claims white liberals rig Olympics to diminish black humanity. By Warner Todd Houston on November 12, 2020. Using the Olympics as a metaphor, Outkick's Jason Whitlock blasted white liberal gatekeepers in Hollywood who define blackness and influence black celebrities such as Dave Chappelle, LeBron James, Jay-Z, and John Legend, on how they can conform to their ideals of what it means to be black. Whitlock had been writing about comedian Dave Chappelle for several days, and in his November 12 editorial, he seized onto an analogy that proper black people in popular culture, including sports and entertainment, vie for the honor of being a proper black person in the unapologetically black Olympics. Sports stars such as LeBron James, or entertainers including Dave Chappelle and Jay-Z, vie in this secret Olympics by appeasing white liberals like Hollywood operatives Brian Tucker and Neil Brennan, two behind-the-scenes Hollywood executives, writers, and directors who Whitlock calls the gatekeepers of blackness. Whitlock noted that Tucker and Brennan, who are white, were the ones actually responsible for one of Dave Chappelle's most famous sketches, The Racial Draft. The 7-minute skit is a comedy classic that fictionalizes an NFL-like draft night for blacks, whites, Jews, Latinos and Asians selecting racially ambiguous celebrities to represent them. Highlights from the spoof lampoon Tiger Woods, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, and O.J. Simpson, Whitlock explains. Whitlock sees this sketch as less of a joke and more of a description of how Hollywood really works. Though, instead of casting racially ambiguous actors for parts, the white Hollywood liberals are picking and choosing which black celebrities are allowed to become famous based on how unapologetically black they act. These white liberals control what Whitlock calls the National Celebrity League. The NCL, though, is not a benevolent organization. The NCL is not a meritocracy like the NFL. The NCL is a private club open only to invitations. Sick, willing to adopt certain standards of behavior prescribed by the gatekeepers, Whitlock wrote. Whitlock went on with a rapier. My theme in this column series is that 400 years ago, American bigots established black skin as the defining characteristic of black people and that 400 years later, the ideological descendants of those bigots have worked to maintain skin color as the defining characteristic of black people. This year those ideological descendants decided to capitalize the B in black as a written reminder that skin color places black people in a special category of humanity. This designation manipulates black people into approaching each day as a competition to prove their blackness rather than a competition to prove their intelligence, religious faith, patriotism, commitment to family or integrity. I call it the unapologetically black Olympics. The Olympic organizers are white liberals. We, black people, pay a massive price for participating in these Olympics. It's a competition rigged to diminish our intelligence and humanity, Whitlock said in disgust. Whitlock notes that Dr. Ben Carson, a celebrated neurosurgeon and member of the federal government, is treated as less than worthy. At the same time, profane rappers who barely speak English, such as Cardi B, have won the unapologetically black Olympics. The expression of ideas that contradict the worldview of white liberals dictates immediate expulsion from the black Olympics. Promoting criminality, black-on-black violence, baby mama culture, misogyny, materialism, hedonism, and degeneracy are all actions that move a dark-skinned person closer to the gold medal stand. Cardi B is a 2020 gold medal favorite. The Latina rapper is unapologetically black, according to Olympic organizers. Is there any other race of people who would prefer Cardi B as a representative over Ben Carson? She would go well ahead of Dr. Carson in a black racial draft staged by Brian Tucker, Neil Brennan, and Dave Chappelle. Who else would consider a rapper more worthy of respect than a doctor? This is the sad social construct white liberals have established for black people, Whitlock wrote accusatorially. Whitlock ended with a sad commentary on the status of black culture. The price for this bigoted insanity is that black children grow up wanting to compete in the unapologetically black Olympics rather than to showcase intelligence. They'd rather be Dr. Dre than Dr. Carson, he wrote. Unfortunately, this is a fight that blacks in America lost about 100 years ago when the forces of leftist victim culture represented by W.E.B. Du Bois vanquished the all-American, pro-education segment of black America represented by Booker T. Washington. Washington and his acolytes felt that blacks could only truly rise out of their lower status in America, not only by dedicating themselves to education but by fully inculcating the American ethos. However, Du Bois and his victimocrats insisted that whites would never accept blacks, so blacks will forever be victims. And so, they must oppose white America. Today's white gatekeepers are simply plying Du Bois conceit and using it to control the black community. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.